friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. Isn't that beautiful? That's Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2. Too. Hey, I hope you're doing well on this Thursday, this April the 14th, 2016, and tomorrow, tax day. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, tomorrow's the dreaded April 15th tax day, so hope all that works out for you. For sure. Hey, happy Thursday. Yep, here we are. We're just flying by this week. Lots of stuff happening. Our family, we had just a quick recap, just had a wonderful time last Thursday night for the Great News Radio 20th birthday extravaganza celebration. And our oldest, Timothy, I didn't have time to share with you last week on this, but he was just really enjoying all the cake and ice cream. He had, I can't remember how many pieces of cake and how many scoops of ice cream. And so he's on a sugar high. He hasn't slept since last Thursday. So, no, we had a great time. And we were exhausted Friday morning. I will tell you that. We were exhausted Friday morning, but it was well worth the exhaustion. Amen. I encourage you to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends for Mark's edition of the recap from last week. So you can always take a look at that at the archived portion of our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on archives. Well, this weekend is a busy weekend in our household, our church. Saturday morning, we are going to go knocking doors and evangelize and share Christ with people. So I appreciate just your prayers as well. And, you know, sometimes you never know what you're going to walk into, something crazy or something really cool or all the above. Who knows? But that's what our church is going to be doing this weekend. So if you get a knock at the door, you know, just maybe have some brownies, baked peanut butter pie or something, I'm okay with that. So we got that going on. But hey, big event coming up in Bloomington this weekend. It's the United Marriage Encounter Weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington. You can register online, unitedmarriage.org. It's for couples who have been married for at least 1 year with good marriages, but who want to make them even better. It's $80 a couple. It's going on again, the United Marriage Encounter Weekend, Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington. For more details, just visit unitedmarriage.org or call my buddy J.D. Davis, 217-355-1030. Again, 217-355-1030. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to talk about faith and what happens when faith fails. We're going to take a look at the book of Numbers, and we're going to take a look at the story of the Israelites and how their faith failed and what happened in result of it. That's coming up here in a few moments, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted, carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid. Sometimes times we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
That's right. We're lifting up the King of Kings right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you. And I remember several years ago, I was faced with a decision. I had two job opportunities on the table. One looked really good. I mean, benefits paid for. I mean, just everything was just a great salary. And then the other opportunity was great, but nowhere near the first option. And as I began to pray about the decision, I felt the Lord put on my heart to go with option number two, the not so great looking one opportunity. And I felt logic told me to go with the fancy, nice looking job opportunity. But I felt the Lord tell me to pursue the other job offer. To the point where Aubrey, my wife, saying, "What's wrong with you? Why won't you want to go with option number one?" And I remember sitting in church one Sunday morning, and I was just filled with anxiety. I was crying inside. I was just being torn apart. Just, "Lord, I feel you wanted me to do this, but it doesn't make sense." Well, I was obedient and chose job offer number two, and praise God for that, because about 10 months later, job offer number one, that whole organization failed. Whew. I'm so glad I was obedient. I really was. And you know what? Today, friend, we're going to talk about when faith fails, because moments of decision come frequently in our lives, really. And the same was true of the people of the Bible. Today, we're going to take a look at the story of the Israelites failing the test of faith as they were called to enter the promised land. So if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and take a look at Numbers chapter 13. And we're going to take a look at a couple of different verses here in number 13. Numbers chapter 13, we're going to look at verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to drop down to 26 to 33. Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, 'Send men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of the leaders.'" Now, I want you to get this here in verse 2. It says, "Send men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites." Okay, I want you to kind of highlight that mentally here. God told Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites," period. Okay, let's drop down to verse 26. When they came back to Moses, this was after that the men explored the land of Canaan. When they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran, there they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of this land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We even saw the Nephilim there. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Brothers and sisters, when faith fails, we start looking at our strength instead of God's. Remember how Numbers 13 started off? God telling Moses, "Hey, send some folks to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites." That's a promise. God was saying, "I'm going to give you this land." And the folks came back and gave a bad report. The spies had seen firsthand what they would have if the promise were fulfilled, but fear of the enemy caused them to lose their faith. Not only that, they had let go of their identity as the people of God. When they saw the Nephilim, these were people, giant, giant people. They said, "We seemed like grasshoppers to them." Wait a second, you're the chosen people of God. You are the children of Israel. You are the children of God. They had let go of their identity. They were the people of promise, saved by the one true God and commissioned to take the land God had for them. Instead, they looked at some really large soldiers and made a poor assessment of themselves. See, friend, when faith fails, we start looking at our own strength instead of God's. Sometimes we allow our problem to so consume us that we forget about the solution. Peter walked on water when he kept his eyes on Jesus, but when he focused on the wind and the waves, he began to sink. Friend, when faith fails, we start looking at our own strength instead of God's. Maybe that's why the Bible tells us to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, because what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And also, friend, when faith fails, we forget God's past power and his future promise. You know, in Numbers chapter 14, it says that all the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt." Now, if you know the story of the people of Israel as they were traveling with Moses, they were slaves in Egypt. They were slaves under Pharaoh. They wanted to go back to their life of slavery. They wanted to go back to their life, their old life. They even said, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt," Numbers 14:4. They allowed their circumstances to get the best of them. And I'm going to be honest with you, the more and more I read the story, the more and more I see myself, how sometimes life can just overwhelm you. It can get the best of you. The emotions that we have can overwhelm us, and our faith begins to fail. And when we lose our faith, we start looking at our own strength instead of God's. And when that happens, we forget about God's past power and all the things that he's done for us. See, the people of Israel, they've seen God in ways that they can sing about until he comes back. They saw their deliverance from Egypt. They saw God departing the sea for them, and they were walking on dry land. God took care of them, gave them food, manna from heaven. And now they said, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." choosing slavery or death at the moment seemed a better option. They were ready to stone Moses, Aaron, Joshua, Caleb to death when they tried their luck crossing the wilderness back to Egypt. The Israelites' choice in this passage was based on a total lack of memory. All that God had done was somehow no longer in their mind. You know, I think of David and Goliath. You know, we know the story, right? And there's this little boy David and this huge giant Goliath. And even King Saul said to David, "You have no chance against this gigantic man. No chance at all, David." And then David said, I love what he says. He said, "The same God that delivered me from the hand of the lion and the paw of the bear will be the same God who will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine." What did David do? He remembered God's past. He remembered God's power in his past. He remembered God's faithfulness. See, that's why it's so important, friend, to have a blessings journal. To be reminded of all the things that God has done for you and for me. When faith fails, we start looking at our own strength instead of God's. And when faith fails, we forget God's past power. But friend, here's the cool thing today. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself." Friend, even when we are faithless, God is still faithful. So if you're in a place today, if you are in a season today where you need some encouragement, I encourage you to get back into his word. Get into his word. I encourage you to spend some time with him in prayer. And sometimes God supplies those brothers and sisters in our life to encourage us, to edify us, to remind us of the hope of Christ, the hope of glory in our life. Friend, the world is filled with obstacles. We face enemies stronger than we can imagine, really. Just as God met the Hebrews in the desert with a desire to restore, he will meet you in the desert places of life. 2 Timothy 2:13, "Even when we are faithless, he remains faithful." Oh, that's right. We've come to magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and it is through your prayerful and financial support of Great News Radio that enables us to do what we did today, tomorrow, and this week, and for years to come. So if you're able to do so, would you remember us with a special gift of support? Maybe God has blessed you this tax season. Would you in return bless this ministry so that we can continue to bless you and so many others who tune in? You can send in your words of encouragement and gifts of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you can give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on donate. Well, coming up tomorrow, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Looking forward to that. That's probably one of my favorite days right there, the Friday edition. Tune in tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.